Tell the truth. Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday.
And I'm not getting any sound. Aloha, welcome to our show. Happy Monday. And we've had, once again, major technical mess-ups here at RBN, which is why RBN needs your support to get some new equipment in there. So, anyway, welcome to our show today. It's Monday, December 10th, 2018. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And I apologize. It always throws me when we have these glitches at the start of the show and we're late getting on the air. Anyway, today is the anniversary of the day that investigative journalist Gary Webb committed suicide, supposedly by shooting himself in the head twice. And Gary Webb, if you will recall, is the guy who wrote this series of news articles called Dark Alliance for the San Jose Mercury News. It just made waves all across the country because it put together all the pieces of what was going on with CIA-backed drug smuggling into the country, the reason we had a crack cocaine epidemic in the black neighborhoods, smuggling out of the country of money and guns to support the Nicaraguan Contras. And, of course, the corporate media that's owned and controlled by the CIA, like the New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, and the LA Times, basically just smeared him and said, this is ridiculous. How dare you could say anything like that about our government? Of course, Webb was eventually vindicated, but not before his career and life was destroyed. And then, of course, he was suicided. All right. Let's go over to France here because, oh boy, what a mess that is over there. Now, early today, Emmanuel Macron finally emerged from hiding, as it were, and he gave a very long speech and said, at least to my perception, an infinite deal of nothing. And he didn't even really say it all that well. He was just kind of meandering around back and forth about the need for unity and how the violence isn't going to stop anything and how, yes, we've all got to work together. And the only things that he said that were concrete was that he's going to try to lower taxes. He's going to try to raise the minimum wage. But that's about as far as it got. And then he went on for the rest of the speech talking about the importance of dealing with climate change and, you know, adapting to the immigration. In other words, hot button issues with the French protesters, the yellow vests. Now, in the end, they're trying to say this is all about the carbon tax, but it isn't, because the yellow vest protesters have now started decorating the back of their vests with various symbols over what they are there for. And there's all kinds of different agendas. There's anti-EU sentiment there. There's anti-New World Order sentiment there, anti-immigrant. And so I don't think Macron's speech is really going to accomplish much of anything. In fact, quite the contrary. I think it's going to anger the French people that he comes across as not taking them seriously. There were a lot of apologies, and yes, we feel really, really bad, but it came across as weak. It came across as really weak and ineffective. Now, getting on back to the motivations for what's going on, there was one man who was interviewed on Euronews who said, basically, at the end, I ask myself why I work just to survive. And that is a sentiment that we can see in many of the Western countries, including right here in the United States of America, where people are working as hard as they can just to stay alive. So, you know, people are angry. Now, if, in fact, Macron does carry through with some of his promises, and we know the carbon tax is already gone, it is sending a message. And Russia Today came out with a story about how the Yellow Vest movement is striking a victory for working people across the European Union. Because we have seen it all over the EU and here in the United States of America, corporate leadership and government has no respect for working people. They have no respect for those who know how to manufacture because they offshore all of that. And these protests, by the way, are everywhere. It wasn't just Paris. It was all over France. It's taking place in Belgium, the Netherlands. Apparently, there was even a small Yellow Vest sympathy protest up in Canada. So this thing is really starting to spread. And it is important to keep in mind that these riots in France, these protests in France, are not just about taxes. The problems are far, far deeper than taxes. The open borders, being lied to all the time, the endless wars, the high cost of living, and it's always going up. So the people are angry. In fact, in an economic sense, it's very much the same circumstances that led to the original French Revolution. Back in, I think it was 1793 is when it really got underway. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, here's what's really interesting. Last week, it was reported that the military were coming on in to try and keep control. There were also reports that the police union was recommending to French police to join with the protesters, and there was word that some of the French military might do so as well. So the army that came into Paris was flying the flags and insignia of the European Union Army. And they may have been sent in over concerns the French military might change sides and join with the protesters. And it tells us that despite all the talk back and forth, there is now a unified European Union army, at least to some extent, enough to where they had manpower and forces to go into France here. Almost 1,000 people have been arrested during these last protests. And what's going on here basically is the government of France is beating its own citizens bloody for the crime of protesting against the globalists. And the globalists are very nervous. They're stung by this. They apparently thought their plans were working just fine and nobody was noticing what they were doing. So this is the wake-up call. It isn't working. The people of planet Earth do not want to be one planet, one bank, one slab of cement. They want to be their own little countries taking care of themselves. So France could be the first domino to fall. Oh, and by the way, another icon I saw on the back of a yellow vest is France out of the EU. So that's another issue they're protesting about here. Now, the Russian media is covering the Yellow Vest protests, certainly far more than we're seeing the American media do. And so now France is saying, you know, there may have been Russian interference. See, that's the strategy. We're going to blame Russia for this now. No. The taxes aren't too high. Actually, France has the highest taxes of any Western country. And the French are getting very, very little back for it. And it's not the carbon tax, and it's not the taxes, and it's not the high cost of living and the low wages and salaries. It's the Russians. Those Russians, they got into Twitter, and they just fanned up those French people to rise up against their government. I got an email from somebody else saying, oh, this is just another Soros-manufactured color revolution. I don't think so. This one feels very, very real to me, but apparently Ukraine's SBU, the British media, and one of the U.S. think tanks, the Alliance for Securing Democracy, is all out there saying, oh yes, Russia's behind all of this. Macron is great. He's the savior of Europe, and he's the darling of the globalists. This all has to be that evil Vladimir Putin. Oh, my goodness. So, all right. As if things weren't bad enough, Ukraine has announced it will send more naval ships through the Kerch Strait. And from the way they're announcing it, it looks like they're intending to simply drive on through again without requesting permission from Russia or any of the other formal procedures. Now, there's nothing military about Russia wanting to know what ships are in the strait, because if you go over to that strait in Google Earth, in terms of the land, it looks like there's really a lot of room. But if you look at the water part, the light water versus the dark water, it's very obvious there's only a very narrow dredged channel. So it needs a little bit of traffic management. But apparently Ukraine is going to provoke Russia once again by sending more ships in there. So this thing is really getting out of control here. And, of course, this is NATO aggression wanting the Russian waters. And predictably, NATO is saying, well, they need to expand even further east. And the U.S. Army War College, Stephen Blank, former professor, is saying it's now time for the United States to lease Ukrainian ports in the Sea of Azov and patrol the sea with United States warships, plural. So that's what's going on here. This is a provocation. Blame Russia. Oh, we just have to go into the Sea of Azov. We have to patrol it. We have to have American warships in there. And we know what's going to happen next. They're going to try and grab Crimea back. So Moscow has deployed to the Kerch Strait. They have deployed S-400 batteries, modernized S-300s, anti-ship ball missile systems, electronic warfare equipment, not to mention Russian assets and personnel arrayed in the military districts abutting Ukraine. I do not see Russia standing down to another Kerch incursion. And I do not see Russia being willing to surrender the Sea of Azov to U.S. control, which is exactly what they're talking about. When they're talking about U.S. warships patrolling the Sea of Azov, it means we're now in charge, we're in control of this body of water, and we're pushing up even closer and closer to Russia's borders because we've got to counter that Russian aggression here. Meanwhile, the Trump administration continues to arm and train Ukrainian forces for war. And this is all based on the Ukraine Freedom Support Act of 2014 that authorized U.S. lethal and non-lethal aid to Kiev. And the U.S. and other NATO countries are basically sending in heavy and other weapons along with training to use them. The only external threats the regime faces are invented ones. No real ones exist. They're trying to manufacture a war out of thin air because, after all, war is good for the war business. And I'm sure that all of these politicians and officials' stock portfolios are already loaded up with General Dynamics and Electric Bow and Boeing and Lockheed Martin and all the rest of that, all of the war stocks, as it were. Now, Kiev is also trying to provoke Russia by having a firing line training. And they had these live fire drills with the Strela 10 surface-to-air missile systems near the Donbass line of contact. Now, at the end of 2015, the Minsk Agreement was signed, which requires the withdrawal of all heavy armaments at the same distance on both sides in order to create a 50-kilometer safety zone for artillery and tanks of more than 100 millimeters caliber. Well, apparently, Kiev has just decided the Minsk Accord is no more. and they're pushing on up into there. Meanwhile, the media is full of all these claims of satellite photos are showing, you know, Russian tanks massing on the border. And we've been hearing that one ever since the coup d'etat in Ukraine. And there's a lot of very impressive looking satellite photos of what look like military installations and tanks, and no way to confirm they are located where the media says they're located. There isn't. If they really had confidence in this data, they'd give us the exact latitude, longitude, and we could go on in to Google Earth and verify, yes, we're looking at the same spot. Down in Syria, last November 24th, the U.S.-supported terrorist fired Western-supplied shells containing toxic chlorine at El-Khalidiya, Al-Nil, and Jamaat al-Zahra, Aleppo City neighborhoods. Now, unless it's treated quickly, toxic chlorine inhalation can cause asphyxiation and severe respiratory problems. And according to area hospitals, 107 civilians were admitted suffering from what was believed to be chlorine gas inhalation. Now, the U.S., Great Britain, France, Israel, the Saudis, and Turkey are involved directly or indirectly in delivering these chemical weapons to these jihadists in Syria. So Russia is saying they have irrefutable evidence of the use of these chemical munitions used on November 24th. Of course, what's coming on out is the Western press is saying, oh, no, 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 this was Syria. This was Assad and Russia. They did this. They did this. Hey, you know, really? Why? Why would they do it? What motive would they have? Well, they did it to make us look bad. Sometimes the propaganda gets downright silly. I'm wondering if somewhere there's this room with a bunch of these highly paid propagandists, and they've got a dartboard, and they're writing this propaganda using the dartboard saying, okay, whew, Assad, whew, gassed his people, whew, with pizza sauce. No, we can't go with that one. Over in Yemen, as you know, there was a recent attempt by the U.S. Congress to pass a bill to pull the United States out of that war in Yemen, and it went down to defeat. And the White House and the State Department are reaffirming the U.S. commitment to its lead military role in executing the Saudi coalition war on Yemen. This despite mounting civilian deaths numbering tens of thousands, devastating famine, and basically the derision of the entire world over the U.S. role in what the United Nations has dubbed the world's worst humanitarian crisis. So in comments on Sunday, a top State Department official quoted by Reuters said a U.S. pullout from the Saudi coalition would send a wrong message. Okay, would somebody tell me the message we are sending right now by doing this? Anyway, somebody has over at Washington, no, sorry, back up here. The full transcript of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi's murder has been released and indicates that while he was being killed and dismembered, somebody was on the phone, apparently to Riyadh, just describing what was going on. And apparently, one man identified as Maher Abdulaziz Mutreb, who's a former Saudi diplomat and an intelligence official, made three phone calls to somebody who was a superior. Tell yours the thing is done. It's done, Mutreb allegedly said as Khashoggi drew his last breath. So apparently, Jared Kushner has been advising Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on how to weather the Khashoggi slaying and its aftermath. Just a little friendly advice. This was reported by the New York Times. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And checking the email, I got a couple about the yellow vests. Mike, I am now living in Hungary. This is most definitely about globalism and the immigrants, not just about taxes. And I got another one. Apparently, there was a very, very, very tiny sympathy protest in Missoula, Montana. So this is starting to catch the public imagination. Turning on down to Israel, the IDF is now warning the Lebanese people to leave homes covering the Hezbollah attack tunnels, which they suspect are there. So much for Israel's promise that we're going to be operating only on Israel's side of the border. Meanwhile, Lebanon is strengthening its troop presence on the border with Israel. So that's going to fan up, apparently. Hezbollah's second in command came out with a statement, and it may be true, but I wish he'd kept it to himself because it's not helping. He said, there is not a single point in the occupied territories out of reach of Hezbollah's missiles. This came from Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qassam. That's Hezbollah's second in command. Israel is turning its attention to Operation Northern Shield, which appears to be both about Syria and Lebanon. And Netanyahu is saying, we need to put our focus there, but there could still be another military campaign in Gaza. Just wants to fight everybody. Now, there's a little bit of a kerfuffle going on between Israel and the United States, and it involves some used, if you will, F-16s, $500 million worth of them, which Israel wants to sell to Croatia. And there are two points where the United States is, well, there's one point where the United States is upset and one point where you ought to be upset. Where the United States is upset is that Israel has added advanced Israeli-made electronic systems to these F-16s as part of efforts to get Croatia to buy the planes, and the United States is not necessarily happy that Croatia will have access to this technology. The other issue that you should be angry about is that Israel didn't buy these planes from the United States. You paid them. You paid for them. They were considered part of U.S. foreign aid to Israel. The United States, you the taxpayer, gave the planes to Israel, and now that they don't want them anymore, they're going to turn around and sell them off at a huge profit. Okay, we're going to go to the phones here. We've got Robert in Northern California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. As always, I hope you and Claire are doing well. And I guess
Thank
the
you.
Biggest thing on my mind. Good, sir. I'm glad to hear she's doing better. I assume
she is. Yes.
Oh, good. You know, I've got two big things on my mind today. You've been hopping all over the board, and I know you would like us callers to be able to stay on track with what you're currently talking about, but sometimes we sit on hold for 20 minutes, so it's actually kind of hard. I'm not going to lie to you. But I was going to go back, if you don't mind.
Exception to that statement. I try and get to the phone calls as quickly as they come on in.
Today, for example, for the last 20 minutes, I was trying to call in, and it would seem that somebody was on the coffee break over there in the control room, and I don't blame them for it. They are so busy. So don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming anybody, but it so happened that I was trying to get on the phone back when you were talking about the Kerch Strait. I happen to be a mariner, and I was just looking over the charts of that area as you were talking about it. And did you know that if you were to park two oil tankers end-to-end in the Kerch Strait, you'd be able to all but block it off? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that was just kind of something that I was looking at. It wasn't the reason that I was calling, but I thought I'd mention it. No, the biggest thing I'm calling about, well, it's this foreign aid. I mean, why are the... All right. You already know where I'm going with this. Why are we funding all of these countries that are doing absolutely nothing for us? Why are we wasting all of this money that we could otherwise be using in our own budget? And on top of that, why don't we have any of these congressional people or these Senate people or these government employees actually doing anything that benefits the people? When are we going to stand up and do something about this?
Well, I don't know. I'm about ready to go out and buy a yellow vest myself, to be very honest. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to laugh. I just agree with you so well.
Okay.
I couldn't help but giggle. Go ahead.
That's okay. I say funny things trying to keep things a little bit light here. But the U.S. basically, it's called foreign aid, but it's really basically bribing foreign government officials to implement U.S. policy around the world, because that's less expensive than just trying to conquer everything militarily. As far as our government not really paying attention to the American people, I've mentioned before, this has become a major problem. And every single day we see it on the corporate media. They are so busy fighting amongst themselves. They're just letting the nation slide downhill. Anyway, Robert, we got to take another break for commercials here. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest. $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Robert in Northern California, and we're talking about the situation in the Middle East and the situation in Crimea. And Robert, did you have something else you wanted to share with us?
Well, yes, sir. You know, it's not nearly as bad that we have all this foreign funding going on with all these third world countries that are really not having our best interest in mind. But when I look at the bigger picture, I see what we have here in our own domestic country. We've got so many problems right now, and I mean, I don't even know how to begin to deal with them. I'm just looking at everything. I'm glad that I had some time over the commercial to think about it. Oh, and by the way, if I could help just giving out a shameless plug here in your benefit, that Front Sight Academy, guys, I mean, listeners, you guys don't realize what a beautiful benefit that is. They are offering you guys such a deal right now. You really, really should take care of that. If there's any chance that you can make it to Las Vegas, even like 3 times a year, believe me, folks, this is so worth it. And so I want to thank Front Sight for offering you guys that opportunity. And, back to the farm here, I'm just looking at everything that's going on here domestically, and I'm starting to wonder if, you know, well, Mike, for example, you're always talking about the importance of preparations, right? Food, water, that sort of thing, right?
Yes.
Well, don't you think maybe it's just a good idea that each one of us put back that $17 for a yellow vest just in case? I'm not saying it's going to come to it. I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't. But I'm starting to get serious about this. I'm starting to really look over every news site that I have the opportunity to be able to visit. And I've got full internet. I mean, I can look at Breitbart or WorldNet Daily or Blacklisted News or the Gateway Pundit or, I mean, insert liberal term here. And don't get me wrong, I also check CNN, CBS, all those mainstream media sources to make sure that I've got a very well-rounded view of what is being told to the American public right now. I'm starting to realize that we don't have a whole lot of time left for us to either stand up or get in line, because we're either going to accept our slave masters or we're going to try to remind them that it is the people that control this country. We're getting to a fine line, my brother, and I would love nothing more than a peaceful revolution.
Well, a peaceful revolution is obviously what we desire here, but as Robert and John Kennedy used to say, when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. I personally would like to avoid that. It's bad for tourism. It's rough on the landscaping. I am still of the theory that our country, our government, is in the process of tearing itself apart. We're starting to see some major indicators of an impending economic downturn. I'll use the gentle word. But again, the big complaint I have right now, looking at what's going on here on the corporate media, where our members of Congress, they're spending all their time just fighting each other and screaming at each other, and they don't have time left over to like actually do the job of taking care of the needs of their constituents. Of course, in a nation with such a crooked voting system, they don't have a reason to do so, as long as they're taking care of the needs of the people who write those really big checks to them.
Well, Mike, did you notice that I'm calling from Northern California?
They did.
Okay, so you happen to probably also realize the fact that in our Southern California districts this year, we watched such a blatant piece of voter fraud that I don't even understand why my fellow Californians aren't getting up off their couches. This really floors me. I'm sitting here and I'm just, well, yeah, I'm floored. I can't believe people aren't standing up to this.
Well, see, here's the
problem.
Doesn't
anybody realize what's going on? Are they all gargling mercury or something?
Well, again, getting on back to what happened in Southern California, technically it wasn't fraud because the California legislature actually passed a law saying that ballot harvesting is now legal in California. It's pretty much illegal
in
the rest of the...
Even though it's illegal in four other states. Yeah, in at least four other states, it's considered highly illegal.
Yes. And that's also coming into this contested election over in the 9th district. I'm blanking on exactly where that is, but they're screaming, "Oh, you're ballot harvesting! That's bad! That's bad!" But in California, it's good because it would. Putting the fine details aside, I'm seeing a government that has just become overrun with these very childish, very greedy, very arrogant people who are completely out of touch with the ordinary population.
Well, I agree with
and
you,
that
Mike.
Is,
I,
that's
I'm,
a recipe for disaster.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was hoping that maybe you and I could just take one last 30-second spiel here to take a 30,000-foot perspective of this, take a look at the big picture. And it really doesn't matter in fine detail whether we're funding foreign governments right now or whether we're allowing these Democrats to ballot harvest or anything like that. What really matters right now is that we have a whole big base of constitutionally minded Republicans that are not standing up and doing anything about it. What can we do about it? Seriously, I'm begging you for a good answer here, because we really need to be able to motivate ourselves in a way that's going to be able to conquer this problem. If you love your country, if you have any respect for the republic by which we were representatively like based upon, then we really need folks like you that actually have a voice to tell us all out here how we're supposed to respond to this, because there's no William Wallace out here leading us. There's nobody ready to get themselves disemboweled by the Queen to make sure that we have our rights. And We need some direction.
Okay, well,
we really do.
William Wallace was disemboweled by a king, Edward the Long.
You're right. I'm sorry. It wasn't a queen. You're right. Okay. Let's not hash the details, but you're right.
Say this again.
You're absolutely right.
I do not want to see an armed rebellion or a civil war in the streets of America. And I know I get a lot of emails from people saying, no, it has to be done. We have to do it now. I understand how you feel that way, and it may happen, and I won't be able to stop it.
No, okay? I'm on your side. Let's not confuse this. I don't want violence. I'm hoping for a different solution, and I'm wondering if there's any reasonable advice that good radio heads like yourself, who really have an established a basis in truth. I mean, you are one of the people, Mr. Rivero, who I can rely on completely to never lie to me. You may never have all of the details on something, but you're always willing to accept that and explain what you do have. And I've never been steered wrong by you. So I'm really begging you, as one of these radio speakers, to kind of give something out to all of us out here. I mean, I'm sure that even Dustin in New Jersey would agree with me on this perspective, that we all need to really start developing a legitimate group response. None of us as individuals are going to be acting out in such a way that's going to create any kind of positive change in this country. But if we can all start reacting as a group towards a common objective in a peaceful way, then we may have a chance. And what we really need is for particular folks like yourself, whom I've got a lot of respect for, to start helping to lead us in that direction. And I understand that that's a dangerous path for you to take, but it's also pretty necessary, brother.
I'm not that worried about that sort of thing anymore. But I am worried about a lot of other people getting
hurt. Good, then let's go. Let's do this.
Hey, Robert, I'm going to disappoint you here a little bit because my advice all along has been to just, you know, we're seeing clear signs of a government tearing itself apart and an economy on the edge of imploding. And I think we ought to just sit on back, get some pretzels, and just let it happen and not protect these people from their own stupidity. That being said,
I'm afraid, Mike, that I've got to disagree with you.
Robert, got a bad habit of cutting me off.
Go ahead.
Obviously, we have to be prepared for social disruptions, economic disruptions. Meanwhile, the best thing we can all do is to try and get to those people who are still on the red pill, who are still plugged into corporate TV media, and it's a dwindling minority. And we need to gently start educating them. I'm sure that probably most people, even if they don't know the details, they know something has gone horribly wrong with this country. And we all need to be there to say, yeah, it's been happening for a while, and these are the problems we're dealing with. Don't overwhelm them. Don't throw a lot of stuff at them, or their defense mechanisms are going to kick in. In fact, each one time you meet somebody, just have one topic to talk about. The fact, like, we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons, or the fact that our election system is almost designed to facilitate election fraud. And just slow. We are, in fact, winning. I mean, there was that story that we had last week where somebody did a survey of high school students, and only half of them think that corporate media is trustworthy.
We spoke about that on the phone last week.
Basically, what that tells us.
Believe me, I was listening to the show.
As I was about to say, what that tells us is that despite all their millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that they've got, corporate media is losing the war for the minds of America. That's why they're hitting the panic button, and they're trying to get Google and Twitter and Facebook to try and shut us all down. But we've basically entered the stage of what's called a pull market, where, you know, we're pulling people in directly. They're not finding us through the search engines anymore. They already know that we're here.
Okay. No, I agree with you in a lot of respects. Do I have 20 seconds in which that I can respond before I wish you a beautiful day, sir?
You got 20 seconds. Go for it.
Yes, sir. I certainly believe that we all actually need to step up our game a little bit more, and we need to realize that if we watch this country implode, we're not going to have another option for the everything this country was built on. There is no land left. This entire planet has been conquered. And if we don't stand up for everything that America represents right now, we're going to lose it, guys. Let's do everything as peacefully as we can, but let's not lose this, please.
Well,
that's my 20 seconds, sir. And I really wish you and your best. I mean, look, you and Claire, you provide an invaluable service, and I appreciate every day that I'm able to listen to you guys. Don't ever, ever distract yourself from that fact. Don't ever take any of my complaints or my I don't know, I guess my debates as any indication that you guys are not doing a wonderful job, because I so believe in what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for what you're doing. But the reality of it is, if we don't stand up for our country, we're going to lose it.
Okay, well, basically what's going on is our country, at least the government and the banking system, they're going to go away. Nobody can stop it. They're already resorting to desperation measures trying to hold it all together. And what happens after that's over is we build a new nation right here on top of this one. And if you go to any place where there's been a lot of history, you'll see, that there's ancient city built on ancient city built on ancient city, and then the modern cities are built on top of that. So it's not like we need to have new empty room to go to. We just stay right here and we rebuild our nation. We put the roads back together, the rails and the tunnels. Anyway, Robert, got to let you go. Got another caller waiting on the line, and have a Merry Christmas. And we're going to switch over to Mark in Montana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. I wanted to talk about revolution for people that are desiring it. One of the guys that I got a degree in history, even though I'm just a dumb oil field worker. One of the guys that I admire and hate out of history was a guy by the name of Otto von Bismarck. Now, Bismarck
Yes.
lived in times that were real similar to what we have now. We had a confederation of German states that were warring amongst themselves. Different forms of government and all these 200 or 300 different little states and municipalities. And Otto von Bismarck, through hook or crook, actually combined these folks together, created the German Diet, which was the German confederation and union and Senate and Reichstag, whatever you want to call it. And he had a saying, and it's something that people need to take to heart. He used to say that when the pot boils, the scum floats to the surface. Now, you need to apply that to revolution. When there's turmoil, the scummy idiots in society are the ones that come to the top. And he was referring specifically to politicians. I had the misfortune of being in a place where there was a revolution going on at one time, and I believe there was about 1 million people that hacked each other to death with machetes. And it was ethnic violence, but it was other stuff, too. I had a friend of mine that worked in Chad when that all fell apart up there. They were drilling for oil, and he told me of the horror stories that went on in Chad. And people that desire this don't understand. It's not the tough oil field, iron-eating guys that go down. It's the weak in society that are the ones that are the victims. It's the elderly. It's the young. It's the people that can't. The stupid, I hate to say that, but the dumb. They're the ones that are the
Yep.
victims when there's a revolution.
Yep.
People need to think about that.
Well,
I'm not necessarily saying we don't need revolution, but why I'm saying, if before somebody decides to do something really, really stupid, they need to think about that, because you ain't going to have air conditioning, you're not going to have heating, and you're not going to have running water for a while. And I like all those things, and I like a warm place to go to the bathroom.
Okay, well, two responses to that. First of all, overall, I would agree with Otto von Bismarck. That in times of turmoil, the opportunists and the politicians try and take advantage of that. I don't think that applied all that much to our own revolution, but it certainly did to the French Revolution. Because when the revolution started, the opportunists got on in there, and that resulted in a second revolution and another one after that. I think all told, what we call as the French Revolution was actually eight in rapid succession from 1793 through 1808. And the leaders who rose to power during those first revolutions got their trips to the guillotine on the later revolutions, until finally they'd run out of the scummy people and France became a republic.
I don't think that the French have the cojones anymore to storm the Bastille. I hate to say that.
I don't know. I think they just want to like they're doing a really good job of it. It depends on how far they get pushed, and we'll see how they respond to Macron's speech. But if I were a Frenchman over there listening to his speech, I would have been seriously angered.
Macron makes me angry, and I'm not even French. But if you look at what they're begging for, they want cheaper housing and more wages, and they're wanting more government. Yet they're complaining against the government.
No, they don't want more government. They want the government to leave them alone. Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And last week, there was a bit of a confrontation at the United Nations General Assembly, in which several measures were put forward that were very pro-Israel. One was a U.S.-backed measure to condemn Hamas. That went down to failure and was seen as a huge blow to Israel and the United States. Now, General Assembly resolutions are not binding. It is merely taking a vote of the sense of the world, how they feel about what's going on. But generally, the sentiment coming out of the General Assembly is that they have really had it with Israel. And another good example would be a resolution. They had six resolutions passed condemning Israel. One of them, A73L29, which was entitled simply Jerusalem, called for respect for the historical status quo at the holy places of Jerusalem, including the Haram al-Sharif. Now, what this resolution is basically suggesting is the rest of the world does not see a connection between Judaism and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And the fact that the United Nations resolution used Haram al-Sharif rather than the Temple Mount is seen as a further indication of the rejection of Israel's continued claim that they own it all. This resolution received 148 votes in favor and only 11 against. The world's getting really tired of all that. So, inevitably, in a fit of tantrum, Israeli settlers, led by the Minister of Agriculture, have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque yesterday morning, accompanied, of course, by military reinforcement security from the Israeli occupation army. Because when you're going to go storm into somebody else's church, you take the military along with you to make sure that you get to do what you want to do. So according to sources at the Islamic Endowments Department, Israeli Minister of Agriculture Uri Ariel was leading a group of extremist settlers who entered through the Mughrabi Gate in the western wall of the mosque. Meanwhile, the Legislation Committee of the Israel Knesset yesterday approved 200 extra communities where non-Jewish inhabitants can be banned. That's 200 community. Actually, it's a total of 700, 200 new ones. So Israel is, if you say they're being racist or an apartheid state, they scream you're an anti-Semite that wants Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the oven. But this is it. 700 communities where non-Jews can be banned and stopped at the borders. This is like the Jim Crow laws in this country. And if it's racist here, if it was racist in South Africa, then it's racist in Israel. And that is just the hard reality. And I think, again, the world is being fed up with Israel just behaving like this and with the assistance of the United States just being able to say, nope, 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 we're not being bad people at all. Really, really, God willed it. God willed it. We'll be right back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic, brought